This is Ozarks at Large. A team of university researchers is developing a long-lasting surface disinfectant spray coating to kill infectious bacteria and infectious virus for both commercial and domestic use. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Jamie Hestekin is a professor of chemical engineering at the University of Arkansas.
And the research I tend to do is generally on membrane separations, which that also gets into different surfaces. So materials that could be used for barriers of different surfaces.
Before the pandemic, Hestekin was working on a National Science Foundation grant project to develop edible moisture barriers, referred to by scientists like him as surfaces.
A large NSF EPSCoR Track 1 project led by Min Zhao at our university. And we were working on different surfaces.
But after a global pandemic was declared, the team switched gears, researching prototypes of liquid surfaces when applied to physical surfaces could kill the novel coronavirus on contact for weeks. Hestekin says common household disinfectants, in comparison, are a temporary solution.
Like a Lysol spray, it works very, very well, and it destroys everything. But as soon as it dries out and somebody touches that surface again, that surface is now not going to be disinfected.
But killing infectious virus can be challenging, he says, compared to infectious bacteria.
The key thing to remember with a virus is a virus on its own is not alive. A virus doesn't become alive till it infects a cell. And so when you think about something on a surface, what you have to do is see whether the virus was destroyed. And so can it still infect a cell? Because if it can still affect a cell, then it's active to do what it's going to do. And if it can't, then you've effectively destroyed the virus.
How long the COVID-19 virus survives on hard surfaces remains unknown, Hestekin says.
The primary source of infection, they believe right now, is through the air and through aerosolized particles. So I don't know that it's known for sure. We know that it can live a long time. We don't know exactly how people are getting COVID right now. But what we feel is that this technology can be a technology for COVID. It can be for the flu. It can be for the cold. It can be for a lot of viruses and bacteria in the future.
The long-lasting surface treatment Hestekin and colleagues are developing is made up of nano-sized hydrophilic cellulose, which holds both water and disinfecting agents, employing click chemistry.
So what click chemistry won the Nobel Prize, and what I like to say, and this is our partner, Dr. Peter Crooks, that's working on this, but click chemistry can basically be used to attach anything to anything else. And so we've taken our cellulose surfaces and attached some of the same groups that the Clorox and the Lysols would be using to destroy viruses.
The patent-pending non-toxic spray surface coating, he says, is safe for humans and pets, but has been shown to kill bacteria and virus that come into contact with it.
Our goal of this project is to try to get something that's active for about a month, because our feeling was that somebody would want to retreat a surface at that point anyways. We made this surface intentionally so that it, when we spray this on, it is a bright green color. And so you would look at a surface and you would know that this product has been used. But we don't think that we'd want that to stay on the surface forever. We think you'd want to take it off and you'd want to put a new surface on at some point.
And instead of having to track applications on a calendar, the liquid spray has a green tint, which wears away on surfaces with use.
The active ingredients are clear. We purposely give it in a color because it is our intention right now that let's say that you are going to the grocery store and you saw that bright green door handle, that would make you feel good about entering that store, right? Because you would know that there's an active surface agent on that surface.
Hestekin says the solution can also be sprayed on packaging in distribution centers.
I think that people would like it. I think that countertops, high-touch door surfaces, people would want to see the color to know that this has been sprayed with some sort of active agent.
The team plans to market the long-lasting liquid antiviral antibacterial surface spray to be sold under the brand NanoCellutions, C-E-L-L-U-T-I-O-N-S.
Some of this is controlled by the FDA. Some of it's controlled by the EPA. It could end up in the market as quickly as 3 months. And depending on the different types of applications, we could have other things going forward after that.
Hestekin says he and his team are completing testing of the spray as well as investigating manufacturing throughput. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.